Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Hello, we are back with another episode of Lending Forward, and I've got Jeff with me. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Hannah.
We are welcoming Miss Bronwyn Morrissey with us today. Hey, Bronwyn.
Hello.
Well, Bronwyn, we're super excited to have you on. I like to always start out a little bit giving a little background on everybody, and thankfully, I mean, I've had the pleasure of working with you back in the day. You and I both worked at Arch for a little bit selling MI, and now you're in the coaching world. And I think you took a huge step, a huge risk that has been absolutely phenomenal for you. So give us your quick story.
How did you end up here? Out of the mortgage business, which, like, we can't leave. I'm still in it.
That's the truth.
I work for the
MBA. Fall in and then you get stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
In a good way.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So how it happened was, 17 years in MI, and how many years prior to that? I started in 1990, like all of us, by default. Got a job working for Transamerica Financial and worked my way, up through that side, and then got into MI. And that was a long ride, which was super fun. I loved that. But there was always something calling me. Like, there was always this thing inside that I like to do. So I brought it into my work, which was a lot of leadership work and personal and professional development work. And so, like, when I was at United Guarantee, I was head of the women's ERG, and that was so much fun. And then I started doing more speaking at, various MBA events, state events, and things like that around leadership and coaching and this journey that I had been on. So when I wasn't at Arch anymore, I started to interview for different jobs, and there just wasn't any juice there. I just was like, I just cannot do this like thing anymore that I used to do for so long. It just was not inspiring to me. Mm-hmm. About that today. And I followed that thread and decided, I have this window right now. My husband was supportive, and I decided to jump in and start my own coaching business. I had done like coaching training multiple times. I had 3 different certifications, which is, like, one's not enough. So let's have many. And so I was just like, I just have to take the big leap and go. And so I did. And that was in 2017. So it's been 7 years since I've been doing this. Yeah. And I love what I do. There are times, right, where you're like up and down. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about that a little bit. But this brings me joy.
Good.
That's awesome. And I love what you do because you're very focused on inspiring women. It's funny, I had your website up just to Google it. And as soon as you open it, it says empowering badass women in business to embrace their brilliance and reach their peak, which I love so much. And I've had the pleasure of seeing you speak at multiple events, and you do a phenomenal job. But what I think is so special is you have found a way to mix in your love for outdoors, mm-hmm, with leadership. And it's so cool to sit in one of your sessions and like watch how you do this. But you've actually been kind of difficult to track down because you are outdoors a lot. And so before we dig into all the coaching, tell us where you've been.
Recently?
Well, I know you, did you not just complete like a 25 day hike?
I did. Yeah. So I'll say that like I try to get out into nature almost every single day. I'm lucky enough that I can run to the trails in 10 minutes from my house. So I live right in Boulder, Colorado, in the foothills. And I love nature so much. Like even right now, I'm just getting this feeling in my stomach, like, let's go. You haven't gone yet today. So I did decide to do the Colorado Trail through hike about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, which was, you know, I've done a lot of outdoors, backpacking, rafting, you know, I've guided trips in the Grand Canyon many, many times. I've done the Grand Canyon rim to rim to rim many times. Oh, wow. But the thing that was my biggest fear, even though I'm so outdoorsy, was being out there alone, like solo, alone, camping, hiking alone in the middle of nowhere, because I've always had somebody with me. And usually somebody in my family or one of my buddies who's into this trail running thing too. So I talk a lot about getting out of your comfort zone and getting over your fears. And I was like, if I talk about that, you know, I should actually face the one that scares the shit out of me, which is this. So I remember I sat down with my husband and I was like, I'm going to go hike the Colorado Trail this summer. I'm going to take August. I'm going to hike it. And he was like, okay. And I was like, alone, like by myself without you or anyone. And he was like, all right, go for it. I got a lot of my inspiration from him and his family, and they do a lot of outdoors and wilderness stuff. That's where it came from, because I'm actually from LA originally. But yeah, so I did it, and it was terrifying. It was hard. It was an awakening for me, actually.
Good.
I had some epiphanies on this journey. I had to dig deep. There were moments where I was like, what am I doing? But I was like 25 miles from anywhere, going around. It was pretty wild, and I've been reflecting a lot about it right now because I'm writing about it and thinking about, I am writing a book about it. And it's not about the hike or the, you know, me telling people how to go through a through hike. It's more around like my experience of this, like the wisdom that came from this hike that was remarkable to me. So, yeah. Yeah. Oh my.
And you certainly live in a great part of the country to be able to do all that. My daughter actually lives in Boulder.
Oh, so,
yeah. Nice. We were just out there right before Christmas, and so beautiful. My goodness.
You go to the university here?
So she's actually doing a research project, grad back program with the University of Colorado. Yep.
Nice. Yeah. Right in the backyard. Love it.
Next time you visit, Jeff, you and Brahman can go for a hike.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to. I'm going to say that right now. So I can tell you it's coming up in April. So we'll be in touch and we'll go take a hike. I'd love that. Yeah.
We'll post a lot of pictures. That'll be so fun.
Absolutely. Jeff,
that's absolutely awesome. That's awesome. So you're not only telling people what to do, you're actually living it out and you're facing your own fears, which I love. So tell us a little bit about your coaching. What inspired coaching is what's on your website. What is inspired coaching?
So I love this whole concept around inspiration, you know, and I do a lot of talks about it. Because when I think about inspiration, you know, a lot of times we're not inspired, or, you know, we're just kind of going through the day to day, like almost a default life. And I'm like, well, what is that little spark inside, that little thing that wants to be born, that wants to be created? And if you think about, actually, I love root words. My dad was a big, you know, guy. He had spoke Latin. I mean, who does that? But the root word for inspiration is inspiratus, and which is to breathe into. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. Like inhale. And when I think about inspiration, it's like a gut feeling. So I'll share with you, like when I started thinking about doing the Colorado Trail, there was this thing inside of me that was like, I kept thinking about it, and I was like, do I really want to do that? And then the next thing was alone, right. You know, and so it wouldn't go away. It wouldn't stop tapping on my shoulder, like, you got to go do this. And then next thing you know, so I was leading actually one of my wild leadership groups in Southern Colorado. It was a year ago, September. And I remember we went into an outdoor store in Buena Vista. And there's the Colorado Trail as part of what we hiked when I was with this group. And I remember the book, the thru hike of the Colorado Trail was like sitting on the shelf, but I swear it like was like projected out at me and practically fell off the shelf at me. And so I was like, I don't know. I bought it. I was like, I wasn't thinking about it, but right. That's what I mean by like, there's these messages I want to say that we get. They're outside of us, but they're not outside of us. It's like, I wouldn't have noticed that book if this wasn't something that I was inspired to do, that something was calling to me. So there is that, like, that's what I think about with inspiration. So I like to bring this to my coaching clients and have them get inspired. Like, I'm leading an advanced leadership group right now. And we just launched it last weekend here in Colorado when it was 10 below zero. They all made it here. They were like committed. And what I'm having them do right now as we're beginning this journey, because the whole theme this month for them is to reset, is to start their morning, every morning, with the daily daydream, like how they want to create the day ahead.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
We kind of get into our day and, you know, it's like, oh God, I have this back-to-back meeting or all these meetings and all these things I have to do. And we kind of go through our day without intention. And so I think intention is tied to inspiration, if you will, because what if we could create what we want? What if we could create our day ahead of time by getting up in the morning and taking 5 minutes of creating a daily, you know, a dream for the day? Like, I'm going to have a nice mellow morning. I'm going to have coffee with my husband. I'm going to get to work. I'm going to be so inspired. I'm going to have, you know, this project completed and it's going to be easy and fun. Like, as an example, right? So I like to help people navigate their life from that place. So coaching is really like forward looking, right? And creating what you want, whatever that goal and desire and dream is. But we get so stuck in our day-to-day lives and like the things that are hard or difficult that we forget to create. So that's really what I love to do. Now, part of that is helping people like with getting over, you know, having that difficult conversation, right? Or getting motivated to get that project done where they just don't really have the juice to do it. It's mm-hmm. like, yep. You know, because inspiration, there has to be action behind it. And sometimes we have to step into that action before we actually feel the energy around it. Like, you got to get to it and just get into action, then it starts to flow.
Absolutely. That's so timely. Because as you're talking about all of this, I'm just thinking back to 2023 yeah. and how hard 2023 was and how, you know, we just worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. And yeah. It was hard to get up and find that juice when you know you're competing against, you know, five other offers or, oh my gosh, I have to call 20 more people today to get five answers or, you know, whatever it was. I think there was a lot of burnout and a lot of exhaustion from 2023. So how do you, you know, if you could give like a quick tip going into the new year, how do you kind of put 2023 behind you? 2024 is the new year. Mm-hmm. How do I find my inspiration? How do I get that juice that you were talking about to go out and serve these families that, you know, I truly believe I was put on this earth to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Well, just hearing you ask that question right now, like the words that just came up for me is like, first, we have to clean the slate. Like 2023 is done. Close the door. burn it, if you will. Write down all the things that were like, this was hard. Last year was tough, you know, and I'm not sure about this year yet. Like, we want to create something different than last year, but, you know, we'll see. But what we can do is, like, let go of last year, right? Because if we go into, you know, this year with last year was hard, it's really hard to motivate ourselves. Yeah. Because you got to let go of the past. Like, goodbye, let it go. So number one, like, clean the slate. And then for me, like, sometimes I'll just get out a blank piece of paper. So let's say we want to go find new clients, which, right, I'm always looking for new clients to bring into my coaching practice or into my groups. And so sometimes I'll sit down and I'll just clean piece of paper and just start to think about, like, well, what, you know, who is it that's going to come to mind that would be really fun to work with? Like, what would inspire me? Who do I want to bring into my business that would bring me a lot of energy and a lot of fun? And can I bring fun in serving this person every single day? So, like, if you're calling on realtors or you're going out and you're trying to drum up business, it might be thinking about, like, first of all, how do I serve this person? How do I, you know, we got to get out of our, like, not our own selves and what we want. You know, going into a call, say, with a loan officer to a real estate agent, for example, the last thing we want to do is walk into that thinking, I need to walk out with a deal, because that's about you. It's yep. not about them. And as soon as that happens, they can feel it and it feels yucky.
Yep.
So it's like, let go of that. And how can I go in and help this person? That's it. It's that simple. And maybe I can help them and maybe I can't. But we can go in with trying and looking at, like, what would it look like if it was different? Like, I don't know, maybe you're, you know, this real estate agent, it's tough for them too. So maybe it's like, you know what? I saw this book on the bookshelf the other day, just happens to be next to me. And you give it to them, you know, or you're like, you know, you just give them, like, here's a quote. It doesn't have to cost any money. It's like, how do you inspire that person and bring them joy and, you know, build that relationship with them and serve them? That's fun.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be fun. Mm-hmm. If it's not fun, it's really like trudging through mud to mm-hmm. get to the end of our day. So, you know, look at it a different way and create it from a different space inside of you. This is helping me even right now. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. The other day I had ChatGPT interview me, because you can ask ChatGPT to ask you questions to get to know you, right? Oh. And it knew the basics about me. You know, I told it, you know, I've been in this business for 20 years. You know, this is what I like to do. This is how I like to talk, all that stuff. But in the questions that it asked me, it said, over your career, what is the one thing that you would, looking back to the person that you started as when you started a long time ago, what is the one thing that you wish you knew back then that, mm-hmm. that you know now? And, you know, it's exactly what you're talking about. It's, you know, it's about serving, not selling. And that's the biggest key. And so many people forget that. Yeah. And, you know, and especially with having a year like 2023, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are struggling in this industry. You know, we had some great years in 2020, 2021, but there's a lot of people that got into the business that are struggling or had been in the business that are struggling, and they're going down that selling path. And yeah. you can't do that. That's, you know, like you said, people sense that, they feel it, and they don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, but if you have that servant heart and you have that focus on always helping every single person you come across, those are the people who are crushing it in the business right now.
Yeah. Absolutely yep. agree with you. And I think, like, you know, when you were just talking about how it's challenging right now, right? And there's real things like paying the bills, paying our mortgage, you know, those are real. And you're like, I am not bringing in the income that I want to. Then you start operating from fear, and a lot of people have money stuff, and I love to work with people around their money issues because I have to work on it because I grew up in a scarcity mode my whole life. And that's the same thing, right? It's like the same, you know, I was sharing this with my group the other day. Any issue we have, like I don't have enough business right now, or I'm not making enough money. The issue is not the issue. The issue is how we relate to the issue, right? And so if relating to it from this is going to be hard, this is difficult, I'm not making enough money, that's the thing you need to look at, your relationship with whatever's happening and the difficult market, right? Not the difficult market. It's neutral. It's just what it is. The rates are the rates. Period. Stop thinking about it. I love that. That's so great. I agree 100%.
Yep.
I also didn't know ChatGPT could interview you. That's a fun fact.
I learned a lot of things about ChatGPT in the last week that blew my mind. I also found out ChatGPT can literally create art, which want to blow your mind? Ask it to create a picture. You know, a very specific picture, and watch what it does.
Oh, I can't.
Absolutely insane. So and we're just on the edge of AI. I mean, you know, if you really sit back and look at it, like the amount of movement that we have in that field right now is exponential, and we're just at the beginning.
That's crazy, fascinating.
Yep. It is fun. It's getting to know me right now too. Because sometimes I'll put like my newsletters in there, and I'm like, how would ChatGPT interpret this? And sometimes I don't like it. Sometimes I do.
It's just like a buffet, right? You don't take everything off the buffet. You take what you want, and you leave everything else.
Exactly.
So, love it.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
So Bronwyn, you do a lot of, you know, speaking events, and I know you did, you were on the Empower. Were you the keynote, or were you on a panel? I saw you all over the place.
So, I was, on stage for Empower. Marsha knows this, that someday I'm going to be like one of their key speakers.
That's awesome. I'm
doing in the next couple years, cause I just have this sense, but I was actually talking about future leaders because I'm going to be the lead instructor for future leaders this year. My partner, Jeff Schumer, retired, which breaks my heart, but I'm stepping into a bigger role for future leaders. And so I had this idea, inspiration, of we should talk to the Empower audience about investing in the future leaders of the industry who should come from the companies that were at the event or at the MBA. Mm-hmm. So I was talking about grooming our future leaders when I was there. But I've done a lot of Empower events, like the Accounting and Finance Conference last year. And I did I've done some on the commercial side lately too, which is really fun. I did a lot of public speaking last year. And it's interesting because I did through the Empower event or the MBA annual. And then it's like, I have nothing on my plate right now, which is actually perfect because I was really exhausted. Like I did that hike and I came back and I had like, I was keynote speaker at the Puma conference and the Empower, and it was a lot. And so now I don't have a plane ticket in my future right now. It's super bizarre.
It's a nice feeling.
That's so awesome. Cool.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I do want you to touch on it, the grooming the future leaders, because I do think, you know, we have a younger, we have a mixed bag audience, but we have the younger generation is more listening to podcasts and doing things like that. But, you know, I think we have some future leaders listening. I also think we have some older leaders that could potentially be grooming those future leaders. I think you know, this industry, and I'm talking loan officers at the moment, but are a little on the older side, and this younger generation is coming in. We're changing things up. You know, the way the business looked 20 years ago is not the way the business looks now. What are you talking about when it comes to grooming future leaders? I mean, do you have any tips for the audience that you could share?
Yeah, I can share a couple things that we do during the, you know, the whole program. And, you know, there are a lot of future leaders programs like in the state level and the national level at the MBA. What I've come to realize is that the national level, there's a lot of access to other, like our top leaders in the industry. When you go to the National Advocacy Conference in the very first event that you do, and this year it's in March, and you get to see these leaders like going on the Hill and talking to our representatives about the things that need to change in the industry and get their voice heard. And that I think is so important. The networking is mm-hmm. such a big part of it, as you guys know. But we really, one thing that I love to talk about when I do either individual coaching, my wilderness groups, or this, is leadership has to start inside, right? It has to be like how you're showing up, which was what we were just talking about. And that attributes to how we're talking to ourselves is how we talk to our teams and how we're motivating and inspiring them, and how we're working in collaboration with them. So we do these five leadership practices. We talk about the five dysfunctions of a team so people can see like the things that do not go well with teams. And I do a lot of talking around crucial conversations, right? Difficult conversations and how to manage those. And I love talking about that because I feel like communication is so important. The language we use is so important. And so if we're walking around the office as an example, and we're like, this year is going to be, you know, same as last year, it's going to be hard. Last year was so hard, you know, that you're going to create that. Okay.
Yeah. Not very inspiring.
Yeah, exactly. So let's change our language, you know, let's be a different kind of leader. And that's what we're inspiring to do. And this particular year, because, you know, we have new facilitators, I'm doing it with Peter Grace and David Uppen at the MBA, and myself are teaching it. We're also looking at, just like the industry is, how does this need to evolve right now? Mm-hmm. Like it's all changing. Everything's, I mean, it's always changing. Mm-hmm. We hate, people resist change, but can we embrace it? And can we look at and listen to what is needed now? That we haven't been paying attention to in the past. So, yeah.
Hey, Bron, I need to ask you about your, is it the wilderness coaching that you just brought up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So literally like you take people out and coach them on a hike. I love that. Like I am so inspired by that. I want to do it.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah. Talk to me about that. Like how often do you do that?
Well, so right, what I've done in the past is groups where we go up into the hut, right? And we stay in a hut,
awesome.
We stay somewhere and we go on the trail and hike. Because what I know is that there's so much wisdom in the wilderness. There's so much we can learn. And if we get quiet and get away from our day to day, that's
absolutely.
Where a lot of it can come. What I'm creating right now are these, I'm going to call like day immersion events, where we go and we spend time in nature and we do a lot of the coaching, but we don't have to like sit in my office and do it. You know, part of it can be here, but part of it's like, we're going to get outside and, you know, experience nature and experience all the wisdom that comes from nature and pull on our own inspiration. So that that's a new thing that I'm creating at the moment, these day immersions, which I'm super excited about.
Well, stuff. You might have a client.
Yes, in April.
Absolutely.
You have a test dummy if you need one. I think
there you go.
I love it. I can't wait. You know, and I do want to expand the work that I'm doing. I love working in the mortgage industry, but I am starting to, you know, people from other industries. That works in nonprofits, who's really like about like, we got to save the earth, you know, that's been a lot of fun. And yes, I work a lot with badass women, but I love working with men. I don't not work with men. I just attract women. So any guy that wants to reach out to me,
awesome.
That is awesome, Brahma. Well, this has been so fun. We always end every episode with the same question. And I think you semi have touched on what you're working on this year. But for 2024, how do you plan on lending it forward?
I would say I plan on continuing to inspire, especially when we are digging out from last year. And so that we can have, I mean, let's just say it right now. Who's to say that 2024 is not going to be the best year ever for some people in the industry?
Yep.
So let's just say it is. Like, I'm going to say, let's do it. Let's have the most incredible year ever. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to have a great year. Jeff, are you going to have a great year?
Oh, I am absolutely going to have a great year. I'm already starting to have a great year. So we're off to a great start.
Yeah. This year, I have a sense like this year is big. Some big stuff is happening. It's fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Bronwyn. Who knows? We might do an episode on the trail.
Awesome.
Fun?
Yes.
Maybe we'll work on something later this year where we can do something on a trail. That could be cool.
Awesome.
That'd be really fun.
Ooh. Bronwyn, keep on inspiring. The world needs more of it. And I love it. Thank you.
Thanks, both you guys. I appreciate this. It was so much fun.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.